Learn English with a podcast. A guide to using the three-step method to improve your listening skills, grammar, vocabulary, and pronunciation. Do you remember the first time you heard native speakers talking to each other? How did you feel? Confused? Lost? Terrified? Reaching an advanced level of listening is one of the most difficult language skills to acquire. A lot of people lack listening skills because they don't know how to improve. Should you listen to audio with or without text? Should you use translations to help you? The tools you need to improve your listening skills. To improve your listening skills, you need audio with a text transcript. You should be able to pause and play the audio so you can break up the audio if you find it too challenging. Most importantly, it's crucial that the content is engaging. Be sure to find something that sparks your interest. The three-step method for improving your listening skills. Step 1. Listen. Listen to the audio alone. Don't use the transcripts to aid you in this step. Here, your main goal is to see how much you can understand without any visual aid. If you're at an intermediate or lower level, this might be difficult for you. Don't get discouraged. Try to understand the context of the audio and guess what is going on based on familiar words or phrases. When you hear unfamiliar words or phrases that you think are important, write them down. Repetition is key. By listening without the transcript, you train your ear. It's like being in the real world. The real world doesn't have transcripts. Limiting yourself to only the audio forces you to focus on listening comprehension. Most times, by listening to audio more than once, you'll be able to guess the meaning of many words and phrases based on your understanding of the context. With that said, stay on step one, aka repeat the audio and noting words, as long as you need. Just don't overdo it. At the end of the day, if learning English is fun, you'll keep doing it. Don't kill the fun. When you're ready, move to step two. Step two, read. Now read the transcript without the audio. While you are reading, identify new words and phrases. See if you can guess their meaning based on the context. If you can't figure out what they mean, then look them up in a dictionary. Even if the text is fairly easy, don't skip over this step. There are always prepositions, phrasal verbs, or collocations that can be reinforced through reading. It's time to reflect. How much had you understood from the audio? Set a goal. Set an achievable goal for each episode. For example, if your goal is to boost your vocabulary, focus on 10 words or phrases you'd like to master. How you retain them is based on your learning preference. If you're into flashcards, use them. If you like writing, by all means write new sentences or a story with the 10 new words and phrases. The most important thing is to have fun while learning. Set achievable goals. Step 3. Listen and read. You're now ready to listen to the audio while looking at the text. Pay attention to pronunciation. English is not a phonetic language. Words are not always pronounced as they're spelled. As you listen, compare the written words to their spoken counterpart and note the correct pronunciation of words that surprise you on your notepad. This will help you say them accurately later. If the audio is challenging, break it down by paragraph and repeat in smaller segments. Don't force yourself to listen to an entire recording at once. All done? Wait. You've met your goal and you now have a clear understanding of almost everything in the audio. It's time to take a break. Keep the MP3 or episode download on your phone so you can listen to it 1 week from now. The last time listening should be a piece of cake, really easy, and it will reinforce what you've learned. Regularly completing the three-step method not only pushes you to be an attentive listener, it prepares you for conversations with natives. Worksheets, the three-step method. Use this worksheet as you listen to an episode. Write the episode number at the top and the name, and then do the three steps. Step one, listen to the audio. Step two, read the transcript. Use the box below to write the words and phrases you don't know. Step three, sound. Listen to the audio while reading, step three, and write down the words that you would have pronounced differently. Write the words phonetically so that you understand them when looking at this document. Now, there is your goal on the last page. Writing can assist you with vocab retention and prepare you for future conversations. Why not summarize what happened in the audio or use 10 of your new words and phrases in new sentences? Or do both.